It's time once again for some news about audio description. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts with us, and a little bit of theatre news. And you've got some news on gallery events for us this time too.
I have, yes. There are three galleries I'm working on projects, and they're all going to be available online. So that does mean that anybody, anywhere, can access the descriptions. And also, two of them are doing live interactive events. We had the first of these with Manchester Art Gallery last week, and we looked at some pieces of work, we described them, and then we had a discussion around them. The theme of this particular exhibition was work. So we were talking about things like, what does work mean to you? What different kinds of work are there? How do we value work? One of the pieces was a painting by Barbara Hepworth, and it showed a hospital operating scene. So that felt very pertinent at the moment. Another one was an object rather than an artwork. And this was a Lancashire mill worker's shawl. And we were talking about how people kept these shawls all their lives until they were threadbare, and then they'd be used for a blanket on the bed. And so that sparked conversations about today's throwaway society. So it was a really good example of how talking about art can expand into conversations about all sorts of areas. So that's Manchester Art Gallery. And we're hoping to have another of these interactive sessions where we'll be looking at the Grayson Perry exhibition, which was due to open there, I think just when we went into the first lockdown. And in the meantime, we're doing audio description for 10 of the works in the work exhibition. So people will be able to access those online. So that's Manchester Art Gallery. Also in the Northwest, Bolton Art Gallery, I'm working with them to produce 10 artwork descriptions, which are going to go online. And they include a sculpture by Henry Moore, a painting by Vanessa Bell, some more modern pieces and some more historic pieces. And then the third project is with Cardiff Museum and Chapter Arts Centre, also in Cardiff. And there again, we're looking at producing recorded descriptions of a selection of artworks. And then there'll be live, as it were, interactive tours on Zoom, where people can tune in, listen to the descriptions, and also have a discussion about them. So lots of possibilities, really, and ways to engage.
That's almost a really good positive, isn't it? Because there's collections around the UK, not around the world, but around the UK, and you get the chance to drop in, have the audio description, take part in discussions as well. So it can really get you out of your own area virtually, I suppose.
It is, and it's a positive, and something we hadn't foreseen and we hadn't really considered before. So it's born out of necessity in that people can't get into the galleries. But in fact, the spin-offs were that we had people from around the country who wouldn't be able to drop into the gallery unless they happen to be in that city. So it does open it up, and not just for people in the UK, obviously, depending on time zones and things, people from other countries can drop into the tours.
Let's take a look at one piece of theatre news you have for us at the moment.
I do. Every so often I receive an email asking me about audio describing a show, and I get very excited to think we're going to be back in the theatre. This is not till 2022. It's on the 25th of June. It'll be a matinee performance, and this is We Will Rock You. This is one of my favourite shows to audio describe. I do love a bit of Queen music. And funnily enough, this is the last show that I audio described before we went into lockdown a year ago. And I was audio describing this show, and already there was talk about whether touch tours would be allowed, and obviously everyone was talking about what might happen. But the company manager was great, and he showed a teenage young woman and her mum and dad. We went backstage as she was able to climb on the motorbike that's used in the show. We were able to explore all kinds of things backstage. It was really fantastic experience, and I'm very excited to think I'm going to be describing that show again. I think it will tour to a lot of venues, and last time they were very good about providing access for the show, so I'm sure that'll be the case this time. So I know it's a long way off, but 25th of June 2022 in Norwich, I will be there and we'll have a ball.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, you do have news really all the time on different galleries or arts venues or theatres as well, with more information on audio description. So how do people keep up to date?
If they'd like to email us anytime, any questions, that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. The calendar on the website is updated on a daily basis, it feels like. So that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. We have a Facebook page, that's Mind's Eye Audio Description. And we're on Twitter, that's @MindsEyeArts. And on Instagram, that's @MindsEyeDescription.
And lovely chatting to you. We'll catch up again next month for some more audio described news. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.